Scientists across the globe are racing to find a possible vaccine against the coronavirus. They're also racing to come up with treatments for people who have COVID-19. There's one research collaboration that's trying to harness the power of our own immune systems and come up with a treatment that would use the antibodies in the blood of recovered COVID-19 patients. Here's reporter Ari Daniel with our WGBH partner program, Nova.
It was early March in Toronto. Over the weekend, André Valteau went out for drinks with his friends. On Sunday, he spent the day at a work event. But by Monday morning, he felt exhausted.
And then on the Tuesday, I was starting to have a bit of itching at the back of my throat. And then I got a call from public health, just letting me know that I was in contact with someone who had tested positive.
Positive for SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus. Valteau immediately self-quarantined. His fatigue continued. He developed a persistent cough and a migraine. Do you remember, like, the lowest moment of when you were battling with this virus?
The most difficult part was actually, I wouldn't say the virus, it's more the isolation. In my case, I live alone, so it's not like I have people that I can talk to in person.
Valteau turned 27 during his quarantine. He celebrated alone, but his aunt and uncle and his friends dropped off 2 full cakes.
Yeah, they went all out. I still have cake in my fridge right now. It's a lot.
Gradually, Valteau made a full recovery. His thoughts then turned from his own care to something bigger. Whether there were any researchers in need of blood from people who'd successfully defeated COVID-19.
I really wanted to be able to play my part in this and just help in any way that I possibly could.
Valteau didn't have to go far. Just across town, at the University of Toronto, a research effort was underway. It's led by Mario Ostrowski, an infectious disease doctor.
After a person recovers from a COVID-19 infection, their immune system has already probably made enough antibodies to protect them from subsequent infections. And if we can harness these antibodies, you might be able to use them as an immunotherapy and neutralize the virus.
Doctors in China and the U.S. have transfused antibodies from recovered patients directly into the blood of people with severe cases of COVID-19. But Ostrowski is talking about something different, identifying the genes that encode these antibodies and using them to mass-produce lab-grown versions. Those would then be turned into a drug to treat the infection. Today, antibodies synthesized in the lab are used in Ebola and cancer treatments, and if Ostrowski has anything to say about it, they could help us win the fight against the coronavirus.
So André is here. Now we're just getting blood pressure being taken.
André Valteau is lying down in Ostrowski's research facility, where a nurse is scanning his arm for the right vein.
So I'll put it in here. So give me 1 second. Just bend your arm.
An intravenous tube draws blood from one arm, routes it into a machine with a tiny centrifuge that removes white blood cells and other immune cells, and then snakes the remaining blood back to the other arm.
It's a way of just extracting immune cells.
It's actually just a really quick pinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that big.
No, but this is like if you're donating blood. It looks big, yeah, but it's
like
very
the,
short.
It's like the one for the blood bank.
It's really not as
it's the same
as
one.
It looks. Okay, you ready?
It's just a sharp pinch.
Ouch.
Ouch.
That's it. Okay. All right, André, it's starting. So
the procedure takes up to 2 hours, and at the end of it, Valteau will have contributed about 5 tablespoons of plasma and several billion immune cells.
Because there's so many, we can distribute them to labs all over the world, and they can do very extensive analyses on those samples.
One of those labs is in Nashville, Tennessee. It belongs to James Crow, who directs the Vanderbilt Vaccine Center.
Your body makes tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of antibodies to a virus, and typically they do work in concert. It's almost like a musical orchestra or ensemble.
Crow and his team sifted through several thousand antibodies isolated from the blood of 4 patients in Toronto, Seattle, and Madison, Wisconsin. It's like searching through an orchestra of thousands of instruments for the one playing just the right melody, one powerful enough that by itself it could be made into a drug to treat COVID-19.
So that's what we really want, is just 1 or 2 antibodies that in and of themselves can do everything needed to prevent infection. And then it's game over for the virus.
The antibody he's after might block the coronavirus from docking to our cells in the first place. Or even if the virus does manage to attach, maybe the antibody prevents it from penetrating the cells and replicating.
We need the antibodies not just to bind to the virus, but they need to interrupt some part of that virus life cycle.
This approach is just one of roughly 200 efforts across the globe to develop drugs or vaccines to thwart SARS-CoV-2. Everything from the novel RNA vaccine that entered clinical trials last month to more traditional approaches involving, say, inactivated viral particles.
It's clear that we urgently need something. An antibody-based strategy could well be what is required.
Wendy Wobeser is an infectious disease specialist at Queen's University in Ontario, Canada. She's a colleague of Ostrowski's, but isn't involved in the antibody research.
Whether this will directly result in a therapeutic, I think it's a bit early for most people. I'd be cautiously optimistic that it will give some benefit. It's going to be a challenge to actually get it rolled out.
Only a small number of research efforts like this one actually clear all the hurdles to become an approved drug. But at Vanderbilt, Crow has already found a few promising antibodies, those key members of the orchestra, that his partners are currently preparing for clinical testing. He and his research team should know if one of these antibodies is safe in humans within 6 to 8 months, which is really fast. The people doing this work are moving at a breathtaking pace.
It's not even a choice. It's something that I have to do.
Mario Ostrowski again.
I feel this is a duty to society to use my talents to help solve this epidemic.
Solve it with a remedy that may be born in the blood coursing through our neighbors. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel.